Are you running Google Ads with a small budget? You may have been led to believe that for your ads to work, you need to throw cash at them. Well, I'm here to tell you that isn't the case. In this video, I'm going to show you how you can maximize your campaign's performance even with a smaller budget. We see a lot of campaigns that have a small budget, and I tell you that very often, it's not the lack of funds that's letting their campaign down. Rather, they're making some common yet easily fixable mistakes that are stopping them from getting more local customers. So if you're a local service business looking to learn how to get the most leads from a limited budget, then this video is for you. The first step is to niche down and focus on your core service. Now, I know this might be a bit cliche, and every marketing video tells you to niche down. But if you want more leads quickly and you're on a tight budget, you do need to niche down and focus on your most profitable service. For example, if you're a general contractor offering various services such as house extensions, loft conversions, roofing, and more, you want to direct the majority of your ad budget to the services with the highest profitability. An easy way to do this is to create an Excel sheet listing all your services and organize them from the most profitable to the least profitable. Then select a service from the top of the list that also has low competition in your local area. This will mean it is easier to target. By focusing your advertising budget on promoting this particular service, you can efficiently scale your business due to its combination of low competition and high profitability. Instead of focusing your advertising efforts on all of your services, ideally choose one or a maximum of two services that you feel will give you a better return. Next, we recommend targeting specific areas within your city or county. If you're a local service-based business in London, instead of targeting the whole city, target specific boroughs in London, i.e. the areas that will get you the best returns. To set the correct location, head to location settings in your Google campaign. From here, select the third option, enter another location, and click on advanced search. Then enter London. With the whole of London selected, you can see it will show ads to 35.5 million people in the London area. Sounds great, right?
Wrong.
If we advertise our services to the whole of London, this will stretch our budget too thin. We want to narrow down the location. So in the top right-hand area, select show all areas, remove London, and zoom into the map so you can see all the different areas in London instead. Now we can start selecting the areas that we know have good demand for our service and a good amount of reach. By focusing our advertising efforts on highly profitable services and hyper-targeting specific locations within our location, we can generate more leads with less expenditure. Next, you want to select the correct campaign type in Google Ads. If you're new to Google Ads, it can be very confusing to select the right campaign objective and campaign type from all of the many different options. For a local service business, you'll want to select the search campaign type and leads as your campaign objective. It's as simple as that. Unless you're a seasoned Google Ads expert, you can ignore all the other options. Search campaigns on Google Ads are like online billboards for your business. They increase your visibility when people search for what you offer. They're great for service-based businesses like local plumbers, landscapers, or roofers. These ads will appear when someone Googles words related to your products or services. For instance, if you're a plumber and someone searches for plumber in London, your ad will show up. So if you want to be seen by people actively looking for your services, select search campaign. For the objective, you want to select leads because as a service-based business, the leads objective will help us gather customer information from lead gen forms, and it also gives the customer an option to directly call us from our ads. The next step is to select high buyer intent keywords. Head over to the keyword planner tool and put in your core service. For this video, we're going to put in plumber, and then we'll click on get results. At the moment, it's showing us the results for the whole of the UK. So change the location to where your business is based. So if you're providing your plumbing services in London, put in London. Or if you're in Essex, put in Essex. For this video, we're going to use London. Now, Google has given us all these keywords that are related to our main keyword, which is plumber. It's actually generated 544 keyword ideas for us. There's going to be some keywords in here that we haven't thought of, and we can use these in our ads for sure. To find high buyer intent keywords, click on Add Filter and select Keyword. Now change it to Contains and put in terms like Near Me, Emergency, and London. Then Google will show you all the keywords that have these terms in them. These are all great keywords that you want to target, because if someone is searching for an emergency plumber near me, they're in the buying phase and will certainly hire a plumber. Next, we want to build a negative keyword list. This will make sure that your ad doesn't show up for irrelevant searches. To find negative keywords, go to the Refine Keywords section. In the brand and non-brand section, you can see brands like Premier Plumbing, Anderson Plumbing, Elite Plumbing, and many more. You don't want your ads to be found for any searches related to all of these brands, because people searching for Elite Plumbing will hire Elite Plumbing, and not us. So add them all to your negative keywords list. Similarly, in the service section, you can find the keywords of services that don't apply to your business. So identify these and add them to your negative keywords list as well. This is a very easy way to make a negative keywords list. Just go through the refined keywords section and start selecting the keywords that have nothing to do with the services you offer, and then add them to your negative keywords list. The final thing we want to do is build a dedicated landing page to send our traffic to. Most of the time, we see businesses sending their ad traffic to their website homepage, which is a big mistake. If you're running an ad about roof repairs, you don't want to send potential customers to your roofing website's homepage, where there's a whole bunch of services that aren't roof repairs, as well as all the bells and whistles and navigation that only serve to distract and confuse them. Remember, a successful ad is precise and streamlined. So instead, you want to send them to a purpose-built roof repairs landing page. If you do this, you'll see a sharp increase in the number of leads from your ads. Your landing page should focus on only one service. This makes the customer's experience more customized to their search query and improves your ad quality score. We have a whole separate video on how you can make a great landing page that converts leads to customers. I'll drop the link in the description. But in short, your landing page should do these four things. First, your landing page should solve a problem. Your landing page needs to address the problem and offer a solution to what your customers are searching for. Second, your landing page should build trust. Your landing page needs to build trust instantly and show that your service is reliable. This is done by displaying testimonials and reviews all across your landing page. Third, your landing page should give your customers a reason to buy. You need to create urgency and subtly push your customers to inquire. You can easily achieve this by having an irresistible offer on your landing page. And finally, your landing page must include a clear call to action. Make it obvious that the next step your customer needs to take is to contact you, whether that's with a phone call or by filling in a form. Again, check out our landing page video. The link is in the description. To build a winning landing page, we recommend using Unbounce. We use it to create landing pages for all of our clients. Unbounce is very user-friendly, making it easy for even complete beginners. Its drag-and-drop feature simplifies the process of building landing pages, allowing you to create them quickly. One of its standout features is the ability to split test pages. For instance, if you have two different offers you want to test, you can create two identical landing pages with each offer. Google Ads will then split the traffic evenly between the two pages, allowing you to compare their performance. Then you can see which landing page and offer performs better and use that one for your ads. And with that, we've covered everything you need to do to fully utilize your limited budget and start seeing these from your Google Ads campaigns. Thank you for watching until the end. I hope you got a lot out of the video. So our goal here is to help you generate the best quality leads so you can fill out your diary with more customers and grow your business. And that's it from me. And by the way, if lead generation is a problem for you right now, then there's a link in the description that will help you solve that problem in under 3 minutes. I want to say a big thank you again for watching this video. If you want to see more like this, please like and subscribe, and also leave a comment in the comment section letting us know how you get on or if you have any questions. We read and respond to all the comments we get. Have a great day. I'll see you on the next one. Yeah.